Now, Squire on Sports.
Tonight, the Vancouver Whitecaps and Toronto FC play for the Canadian Championship, and there will be at least 21,000 people at BC Place, which would be the biggest crowd of the year. There probably will be more. 21,000 is what they had yesterday in ticket sales. Now, they will hand out a trophy at the end of the game, and both teams really want to win this trophy. But winning the Canadian title, the Voyageurs Cup, as it's called, and getting a spot in the CONCACAF Champions League because of it, is kind of a double-edged sword. Now, we already saw the wrong end cut the Whitecaps on Saturday in their game with Chicago. By focusing on winning tonight, Vancouver didn't want to burn out its best players and didn't let them play a full 90 minutes, saving them, in essence, for this evening's game. But they suffered on Saturday because of that, and they lost 3-1 to Chicago, a team Vancouver should have been able to beat at home. It was a win that could have gone a long way to helping Vancouver's playoff push. And after tonight's game, that's all the Caps will be playing for, a spot in the MLS playoffs. And Saturday, they threw away a possible 3 points by weakening their lineup and the players seemingly more interested in the Canadian title than a winnable league game. But here's the other bad part of the double-edged sword. Winning this title and going into Champions League can hurt your regular season. You could end up with road games against teams in Mexico, Central America, or the Caribbean, and then have to come back and play league games in between. Now, that's not to say you shouldn't try and win the Canadian Championship. It is nice to have another trophy in the case and feel good about yourself. But I worry the Whitecaps may have messed up a great chance to win another league game last Saturday in trying to win tonight's game. Well, whatever the case, this is a good time to give a plug. Tonight's game will be on AM 730, and the kickoff is 7:30.
Squire on Sports on 980 CKNW.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.